Welcome to a special edition of Authors Are Rockstars. It's Michelle here with you, flying solo. Allison's out today. Today, I'm lucky enough to sit down with the fantasy author Kayla Kluver about her book, Legacy. Thank you so much for being here today on Authors Are Rockstars, Kayla. So excited to get a chance to talk to you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I feel like we should start off first with you giving us a little summary of Legacy for our listeners who are unfamiliar with your book.
Fabulous. You know, interesting enough, for authors, that's almost always the most difficult question they can get. Summarize your book. It's a medieval-based fantasy, centers around Princess Alira of Hytanica, and her country has been at war for about a century with the Empire of Kokairi. And there's been a lull in the war, and Alira is being pressured into marrying a man she doesn't love. And, you know, she's just dealing with some princess issues until all of a sudden the war comes to a head again, and she meets a boy from Kokairi, who comes to Hytanica. And his views on women and how they should be treated and the power that they have are far different from the views in her patriarchal society. And so it's an exploration of, it's a romance, obviously. It's an exploration of her discovery of herself, and also just the classic fantasy war fun.
Well, it is a really lovely fantasy story. I think it's a perfect escape for people like while they're at the beach this summer. Personally, I love fantasy, and you had me at princess, so there's that. Your story as a writer, though, is really incredible. You wrote the first draft of Legacy when you were how old?
14.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. Wow, okay, so I feel a little old right now. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about your story about getting published and any advice you could share with aspiring writers? We have a lot of aspiring writers that listen to Authors Are Rockstars here.
Fabulous. First of all, aspiring writers are like the coolest people ever. Honestly, I spend so much time with them, and they're so passionate and wonderful. Well, let's see. I started writing Legacy when I was 14, and I was in high school at the time, and balancing that was really interesting. I ended up, you know, I'd be in school all day and doing homework after school, and then I would start to write about 10 o'clock p.m. and write until 4 in the morning, and then get up at 6:30 or 7 for school. So, you know.
Wow, that's dedication.
Luckily, I had a mom who was, my mom is also, she's really, really supportive of what I want to do. And she always kind of had the like, high school's just an unfortunate stepping stone in life. Like that was her,
that's
her
awesome.
View. And so she was like, yeah, I'll call you in 6 so you can write.
Aw, that's so great.
Yeah, my mom is the best. So anyway, after I'd finished this book, it was hard to get people's attention in the industry because there's a humongous bias against young writers. Yeah. And understandably so. And that was one of the most frustrating things for me, was that I know exactly why it's there, because it is, you know, first novels are hardly ever worth reading. And mine certainly wasn't as a first draft. and so I just fought against that for quite a while. And then my mom, she's a lawyer and a business professor. And she just said, you know what, I'm going to start my own publishing company and we're going to put it out there. So she took, you know, a huge financial risk and put my book out there. And I was noticed eventually by Amazon Encore, which is Amazon.com's, traditional publishing wing. And they picked up the book and put it out there, and eventually they decided to shift the focus of their company a little bit. Mm-hmm. And so I ended up with another publisher, Harlequin Teen, who is now publishing the book actually today as I'm speaking to you.
It's your book birthday. Happy birthday.
It is my book birthday. Yeah. And thank you. And I'm super excited about working with Harlequin Teen, and the edits that I went through between the Amazon edition and the one that just came out. I feel like the book is just super clean. You know, it was just, it was the final edit that I needed, and I'm just thoroughly pleased. And my editor, Natasha Wilson, she's a genius. She's frustratingly intelligent.
How did you get noticed by Harlequin? Did you do a lot of querying, or did they just find you through the grapevine?
My agent, who I was connected with through at the time I got an offer from Amazon, she is the most determined, kick butt, smiley, happy, friendly person you'll ever meet. Like, she's super amiable and wonderful. And then you get her in a business situation and she's like, I'm not going to take crap from anyone. And she would not give up, when I know a lot of other agents would have, because of course a book that's been published twice before isn't,
that's a hard sell.
That's a hard sell, yeah. And she just would not give up. She was like, nope, we're going to get this published. She's like, we are going to get you where you need to be. And she did. She queried a lot of publishers. And then Natasha Wilson at Harlequin Team was like, I'm taking this. And I'm just so grateful for the chance that she took on me and that Harlequin Team as a whole took on me. And I'm really glad to be able to be doing what I'm doing.
That's such an incredible story. Thank you so much for sharing it. I know that a lot of our readers are feeling the same frustration, and, you know, our readers and listeners there. So thank you. You created a pretty in-depth and complicated world full of interesting politics and a large cast of characters in Legacy. Oh my goodness. Like, mm-hmm. Reading this going, okay, I'm almost having a little trouble keeping things straight. So as a young writer, I can just imagine what you were thinking. That's quite the undertaking. What made you just decide to write fantasy? Has it always been something that interested you?
Yeah, you know, I've always just loved fantasy, and I've loved historical time periods. Just, I confess I love how it's romanticized quite a bit, but I love the style of dress and the idea of taking Alira, Princess Alira, the main character, is living in a patriarchal society and struggling against men telling her what to do and what she can and can't be, and having her try to rise against that. And obviously it's, for a lot of people, it's an exaggerated version of what we're dealing with today. We've come a long way in terms of women's rights, but I feel like it takes it back to a base where girls can look at it and be like, that's ridiculous. And guys too. So it's ridiculous for women to be treated like that. And that was actually one of the biggest reasons I chose a historical setting. And fantasy, I've always loved it. I do. And I wanted to create my own cultures and my own kingdoms and feel completely comfortable using some magical elements. And I've never been 100% comfortable myself with dealing with historical fiction plus the supernatural element. Now watch, I'm going to turn around and write a book that's exactly that or something. But yeah, I mean, it was what always appealed to me. And in terms of keeping track of the characters, I had actually note cards with all of their names, their descriptions, and their information, like their biographies on it.
There you go.
And notebooks full, and it was quite an undertaking, but it was what I needed at that time. It was really fun.
Well, you did a great job. I really enjoyed reading it, and I'm a big fantasy nut. Thank you. So now, while we're on the topic of reading, let's talk about some of the favorite books that you've read recently.
Oh, man.
I know, that's a big question.
Yeah, that's a big question. I actually, right now, I'm reading The Lovely Bones by Alice Sebold. Is that how you say her last name? I'm not 100% sure.
No idea. I'm terrible at names. That's why I had
sorry,
to ask
Alice, if I just butchered your name. But it's just brilliant. I don't think I've read anything that well-written and well-constructed and unique in a long time. I'm just, I'm in love with this book and this woman. I actually said to my family, you know, when she dies, can she just leave me all of her talent in her will, please? Please. Let's see. I've actually been working my way through classics because my older sister was always the bookworm when we were growing up. Mm-hmm. I kind of feel like I had to choose between reading and writing a little bit because of how busy I was with school and life in general. Mm-hmm. And writing was so important to me that I forsook reading in order to concentrate on the writing. And so now that I'm out of school, I've been reading Robert Louis Stevenson and Charles Dickens, and I have to say I'm completely in love with Robert Louis Stevenson. Like,
really?
Just head over heels. And I was always, you know, when I was younger and I would try to read classics, I'd be like, meh, classics, mm-hmm. you know, just the classic reaction.
Yeah.
And but now I just have such an appreciation for especially RLS. He writes exactly what he wants to write, using just as many words as he needs. He doesn't try to dumb anything down for anyone. And you know, he's like, if you have to read this sentence twice to understand it, read it twice. Yeah. He's just, it's an empowered sort of writing. Mm-hmm. And I absolutely love it. And other than that, you know, more in the young adult genre, I've been exploring Cheryl Rainfield, who wrote Scars, and she's just an amazing person. And Katie Cross, The Girl in the Steel Corset, and I'm sharing a book birthday, actually, with Carolyn Schultz, who wrote Spellbound, and there are just so many good releases around right now.
There really are. It's been enough to keep Allison and I here at Authors Are Rockstars very busy, which I enjoy. It's quite nice.
Yes.
Okay. I have to say that the twist there at the end of Legacy was a little painful. I'm dying to read more. This is a trilogy, right?
Yep.
Do your other books have release days yet? Because I'm dying. I'm seriously dying here, Kayla.
They don't. Well, hang on. Just try to hang on. They don't have exact release dates yet, but Allegiance is coming out, I believe, March 2012. And Sacrifice, the third one, should be the end of 2012, December probably. They're trying to keep within 9 to 12 months, preferably 9 months between book releases. So
fantastic.
They're coming up. They're
fantastic.
Coming up.
Fantastic. That's always great news. Mm-hmm. Now, I would be remiss before we, you know, start wrapping things up here. I would be remiss if I didn't talk about Wisconsin accents, because I have a special request from Allison. People out here in Southern California, my accent's gone away since I'm a voice actor and I kind of have to, you know, speak mm-hmm. straight. But it peeks through every now and then, and Allison gives me a hard time about it. I noticed you don't have a terribly strong accent too, but...
would you like me to do one?
Can you and I just talk a little bit here in a little bit of a strong Wisconsin, Minnesota kind of thing here, if you don't mind for Allison?
Sure we can.
It's pretty fun.
It is. You know, I have a best friend who actually talks like this.
I went to school up in the UP, so, you know, it's a little slower up there, but it's the same thing. Okay, thanks. That's enough. Well, thank you so much for joining me here today, Kayla. It was a pleasure to talk to you. And before we sign off, do you have any tour dates or anything else you'd like to share with the listeners of Authors Are Rockstars?
Well, I am on a blog tour right now, which you can find out about on my website, www.kaylakluver.com. And I also have a book signing coming up in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. So, you know, you can come up here and hear us all in person. It's at the Borders here, and there's information on my website and everything about that. It's on July 14th from 6 o'clock p.m. to 8 o'clock p.m. And I'm super excited to see hopefully bunches of you turn up.
Great. Thank you so much again. I really appreciate it.
And thank you so much for having me.